Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Wait, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
How you doing, Stanky Leg?
Ace is on the case.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Again with the Dilly.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall Dick, where you at?
5-15-75. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
What you gonna get me come Christmas? I think I already know. I shot the mistletoe. Even though it's early December, I know we'll be putting up lights come Christmas. We'll be baking a ham, boiling the jam. Gonna be a night to remember. Cause Christmas turned me on. Too many days and too many nights till Christmas Eve. Don't forget the very best gifts come free. Oh, I guess I have to wait till Christmas. Dancing by the brass band, my baby won't it be tower. Gonna be a night to remember. So bring on the bell and carol the bell. Oh, sugar plum, bring on the bell.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. That, of course, is a man who unfortunately did not win the governorship of Tennessee.
Was that what he was running for, or was it like some lesser?
He didn't have time for lesser. He was running for the governor.
Well, I mean, listen, he had big ideas. I mean, everyone knows that, you know.
I like to put plant grass or vegetation across the state with any vacant lot and sell it for gas.
Yeah, you got to plant vegetation and sell it for gas. That's exactly what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we don't. It's a democracy, mm-hmm. but it does not always work out in our favor.
Everyone, have a nice day.
We will. BasilMarceau.com. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part of it. It was like, hey, what's your name, sir?
BasilMarceau.com.
That's right.
In a little understood lyric from that song is, we'll be oiling the can.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, eating a can or oiling a can?
Oiling the can. So what he would do, I would imagine, is he would take the ham out of the can,
mm-hmm.
and then he would oil it.
Okay.
And then he would then serve it to the people.
Will we bake it our ham?
Then oiling a can.
Yeah, oiling the can.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you take it out, you bake it, then you oil the can,
mm-hmm.
and then you amscray one.
Okay,
and then you have your wonderful treats.
Sure,
caught me by surprise. I didn't see that one.
Oh yeah, well I could have told you.
I got it.
I could have told you.
Okay,
had a long conversation with a friend of mine on the way home yesterday about that.
Really?
Cakes.
I can't say it now, but there was a guy who did the same thing at a friend of mine's agency. And they would have someone walk by to make sure he had not died.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy. He was a red-faced, large man who, if he was missing for more than 10 minutes, there was kind of like a pool of...
Oh, no.
Not the
well, at least they're concerned about him.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was for money.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was the pot?
I don't know. I did not get into that.
It was one of those guys that's off the board in the Deadpool. You know, can't choose that guy. That's not fair.
You know, I don't think they went as far as a Deadpool. But they certainly were interested at the moment he dropped dead. And if that was going to happen.
They thought it was going to be there in the restroom.
Not restroom. But yes. He was a guy who would get a handful of nuts, like, you know, peanuts or whatever.
Yeah.
Kind of hang out and pop them in.
That's an old guy thing, isn't it? Like the shaking the nuts in your hand and then popping them in.
Yeah, I don't think he was a young man.
Yeah, yeah. You know? My grandpa used to do that. He always used to have like the big tin filled with mixed nuts.
Yep.
And like he wouldn't just eat them. He would have to put a handful in his hands and shake them up and then like toss them in his mouth.
Yeah, my...
Because the shaking does everything.
Yeah. Well, it distributes the salt evenly.
Sure. On his palm.
Right. My father-in-law, big toothpick guy.
Oh, really? Oh, that's one of those things that kind of skeeves me out a little bit.
My grandfather was olives. He had a bowl of olives that he would eat one after the other at Christmas. That's one of my memories of Christmas time. I'd always go into New York City and visit my grandfather, my dad's dad, and there would always be that bowl of olives sitting at the end of the table near where he always used to sit. Regardless of what we were eating, it didn't matter if it was lunch, dinner, snack, olives.
I think my father-in-law's is more like of a 50s. Ne'er do well. He likes to have it in there and, you know. Hey.
Does he ever talk to you and, like, flip it with his tongue?
Oh, yes. I hate that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's,
he doesn't pick his teeth with it.
Yeah, he just likes to flip it.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's like Cobra.
Yeah, he puts it in his mouth. Yeah.
Cobra had a matchstick. That was different.
Oh, was that a matchstick?
I thought it was a matchstick.
I don't know if there's a red end to that, unless he's sucking on the flammable part, which, of course, if you're Cobra, you probably are.
Badass enough to do that. I thought it was a matchstick for Cobra.
Gene Simmons-esque.
You know what his sidekick's like, though? I want some gummy bears.
That's right. Garbage
gummy
belly.
Bears.
Did he have a simpleton as a sidekick?
No, it was just like the wacky thing that humanized him was that his sidekick was like, you know, ultraviolet and like trash talking, but he loved gummy bears.
It was always candy.
Made him a special guy. All right. Darren, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Pizza.
Pizza. That's right. I have the clip ready to go, but yes, pizza.
Long time no talk, guys. I can't tell you how much I miss you on TV.
Well, you better miss us on the radio too soon. All right, go ahead.
What? What are you talking? Don't tease me like that, Fred.
Jesus.
All right. Well, anyway, a couple of things. First of all, did you guys watch the Akvizi documentary last night?
I did. It was excellent, and it was an hour long, perfect amount of time.
Yep.
Eckersley is like the more you hear him talk, like even on Nessun. First of all, any day that he's in there for Remy, and I know like people love Remy and stuff, he's a million times better than Jerry Remy.
Oh yeah, I mean God bless Jerry Remy, but whenever Eck is in there, it is a treat. Listen to the Eck speak and everything; he's awesome.
Yeah, he like covered a lot of stuff last night too, and you know, unfortunately, there was just only a little bit of like the stuff that we love about Eck. You know,
oh, he got smoked.
Like talking about partying the day.
I know. I wish they had devoted more time to that kind of stuff.
However, him talking about like his wife, you know, his wife leaving him for his best friend was awesome. How he picked up his wife, that was great. Yep. And then they spent 5 minutes on the Kirk Gibson thing, and that was fantastic.
Gibby. Yep.
And then they went into the David Price thing for a little bit too, which I thought was.
I know. I was pretty surprised they went into that.
Yeah, it was great, dude. It's worth watching, and unfortunately not for the reasons that I wanted to watch it, because I thought there was going to be a whole lot of Camaro talk, but there was a lot less of that than I would hope to watch.
John, does this count as two?
Yes.
Okay.
No, what? Count as two what?
Oh, no, there's an inside joke going on in the air. It has nothing to do with you. You're awesome, Darren. It's just that it's there's some, yeah.
It's a reversal, but it counts. Okay, Fred?
If it goes 10 minutes.
It's something along the lines of, Darren, when we had the intern who always peeked in the window in the background, we would just play the hello theme.
Maybe we should have one of those things. We should have a sounder. What do you think? What would the sounder be for that?
There's a best part of waking up.
The Folgers theme?
All right,
why
Darren,
not?
Thank you.
Thank you, Darren. It was great, though, man. The X special awesome. was It was really well done. It just didn't have as much, you know,
it didn't
kick-assery.
Have enough ass kicking.
It didn't. It had a couple things, but I mean,
ass kicking. Oh, he got smoked.
Ass kicking wasn't one of them.
No, there was a story about how he met his third wife. That was pretty fantastic.
Okay, well, listen, if it's not Gibby and what's-his-face, marrying the twins at the booby trap, I don't have time
right.
for it.
I understand. Mm-hmm.
I think that was Pete Rosma and Gibby. They went to the would go to the booby trap in
sure.
Detroit, which I don't think it exists any longer. And, holy smokes.
Mm-hmm.
You got that going on. My goodness. Well, it's a big show today.
What's the over-under, by the way?
Ooh, that's a good question.
If that counted two?
Yeah. What's the over-under?
We got to go eight.
No. There's a period of time where it goes about an hour and we don't count one.
Two in the first 10 minutes?
Yeah.
They're not going eight?
I think four.
Well, that counted two.
That counted two,
so
I know.
I'll guarantee you five.
Okay. So we'll set the over. See, this is what we need the Bankroll Boys for. We get the over under.
No, the under.
Five
under,
and a half.
Over, no, the under over is four.
Okay.
Oh, over.
And I'm taking the over.
All right, fair enough.
Well, then move the. If all of us are saying that, then we
got to
move
four.
The line. I know. Oh, but now that all of us agree with four that it's higher, what does Vegas do? They move the line. So let's move the line. I say five and a half. That's the line.
All right, I'm taking five. I'm taking the under.
Okay.
I'll take, five and a half.
Five and a half.
You know what? Let's have fun. I'll take the over.
Okay.
No, so none of you.
That's why.
None of you are experts like I am.
I have not noticed as much as you. I have not.
Oh, no. This has gone on with Fred and I for at least 3 months.
This is warped into my talking to people from out of state.
No one has any idea what we're talking about, but trust me, if you did, you'd think it was funny.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of radio we give.
That's right. That's what brings in the double-digit
really cares what we do. No one does. All right. What's going on, Rich?
The AFC picture got shaken up a little bit last night with one hell of a game. Once again, the NFL delivering with a nail-biter. We'll give you all the latest on that Chargers-Chiefs game that might have ended when you went to sleep.
All right, so we will have that all for you in just a moment.
98.5. Toucher and Rich.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Night. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened last evening?
What happened last night is brought to you by Dunkin'. No matter what time of day it is, two bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches are always a good thing. And now you can get two for $5 at Dunkin'. Go twos. Participation may vary. The AFC may go through a tiny-ass soccer stadium in Los Angeles.
8 seconds, no timeouts. First and goal. Rivers passes. Caught for the touchdown by Williams. Skandrick comes out of that play looking for a flag for a push.
And it did not happen. Phillip Rivers and his Los Angeles Chargers were down 14 points with less than 5 minutes to go and managed two quick scores to all but tie the game with 4 seconds left. But instead of kicking the extra point to send it to overtime, the Chargers opted to go for the throat.
This for the win. 4 seconds left in the game, but this is likely the final play that matters. End zone wide open. What a night for Mike Williams. And the Chargers have their first lead of the night at 29-28.
Balls rewarded. Chiefs win 29-28. I will say this about this year's NFL. There's been a lot of going for the win as opposed to settling for a tie this year. Sometimes it's worked, like last night. Sometimes it hasn't, like Vrabel tried to do it earlier this year.
Yeah.
But it's always exciting as hell to watch.
This is fantastic.
It's been great.
Jack Del Rio is not even in the league.
Yeah, I know.
Del Rio was doing that last year.
Oh,
yeah,
that's great. What I'm saying.
Yeah.
He did it constantly.
And I know that I've seen more teams go for it on fourth down this season as well than we've seen before. There must have been like some advanced stat conference that just convinced everyone to do it. But it sure is sucking the fun out of sports. But either way, it's been fun to watch. And last night was a definite example of that. The Chargers usually find a way to implode in important games like that. Did the opposite. As a matter of fact, Entering yesterday, teams were 0-88 this season when trailing by 14 points in the final 5 minutes of regulation. And Philip Rivers himself was really sucked in those situations. 0-20 in his career. So here's a really weird Philip Rivers after. Philip Rivers is a strange guy. Yep. Here he is after the game.
Yeah, he's big. I mean, here or at home or wherever, we needed to beat these guys. It's been a long time. Since 13. I mean, shoot, 13, we beat them twice. Comfort behind wins similar to this. You know, it was funny. Those guys behind our bench, I don't recognize all of them, but, you know, they're hounding you all game long, and they were hounding me all game long, as they should have, throwing those two early interceptions. But once we got it to 21-14, when Mike scored on the reverse, in my typical fashion, hollered up there and said, this is going to be just like 2013. Winning like that on the last play of the game was just like 2013.
And I'm going to go get my wife pregnant again. No protection for me.
Oh, another one. He can practice basketball full court, 5-on-5, man.
It would be hard because she is pregnant right now with his 9th child.
It don't matter. Two at a time. One's going to come out in 3 months. The other one's going to come out in 9.
Biologically.
Two eggs working at two different speeds.
Biologically impossible.
Not with me. I'm telling you, I'm no protection, Phil. Yeehaw.
You can wear all the, none of the, no protection. She's pregnant. That's why I love the lactating lasses.
Oh, geez. Is that an actual magazine?
It's been said.
Did not see that coming.
If you bought an early edition jugs, you would get that.
No.
Wasn't my cup of tea, but nonetheless.
Well, now as it stands, the Chiefs still technically lead the Chargers due to their record within the division, 4-1 to the Chargers, 3-2. But it'll only take one more slip by the Chiefs for the Chargers to possibly steal the division and maybe the top seed in the AFC. I took a quick glimpse at the remaining schedules. And the next week, Chiefs' next game is at Seahawks. That is going to be a tough game to win. So, yep. I mean, think about it as well. I mean, the Seahawks are fighting for their lives, their playoff lives as well. And now you've got the Chiefs, who have not looked like themselves over the past couple weeks, ever since Kareem Hunt was out, which I didn't think it would take. They would take that much of a hit.
Didn't matter. They still should have won the game. Doesn't matter. Kareem Hunt had nothing to do with yesterday. They played well. They were up 14-0 in the first quarter at home. They're supposed to win that game. Arrowhead Stadium is one of the greatest home field advantages in the NFL. And you have a team that you've routinely beat like a drum, down by 2 touchdowns in your own building, with all of that on the line, and you lose? There's no excuse for that. It has nothing to do with Kareem Hunt. And by the way, from a Patriots perspective, it makes you more angry about what happened last week. I mean,
of course.
I mean, that happens, and Kansas City still technically has the lead in the division. The Patriots are in control of their own destiny. With three games to go. Just one dumbass play on the final play of the game in Miami might cost the Patriots the overall number one seed. That's amazing.
And well, I truly believe the Patriots are going to lose this weekend, too. So,
well, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, listen, who knows? After what we saw this past week, who knows what's going to happen?
And that's the other thing. The unpredictability of the NFL this year is fantastic.
It's been great. It's been fun to watch.
Not good from a Patriots perspective, but fantastic. And one quick word about the Chargers head coach, Anthony Lynn. I mean, you see what he's had to go through over the last 11 years. Here are his jobs over the last 11 years. 2007, 2008 assistant coach in Cleveland. He was a running backs coach for the Jets for 5 years, assistant head coach for the Jets for a year. He would spend the next 3 years in Buffalo as an offensive coordinator and then got this job. I mean, how do you not get beaten down by life?
Is this the first real quarterback, like, I'm thinking of those teams that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
The Browns did not really have one. The Jets are in what year? I mean, it's because Sanchez
the Jets are
is
09,
the questionable one.
Yeah, the Jets, he was a 09 to 2014 running backs coach, assistant head coach under Rex Ryan, 13-14.
All right, so, okay, so then where did he go after that?
Buffalo.
Yeah, so, I mean, no real quarterback situation there.
He was the interim head coach in Buffalo 2 years ago before getting this job. Wow. And I don't know how you hang in there all that time with those three organizations.
Right.
Good for him, though.
Well, if you believe Troy Brown, he said you don't want to have that happen where they have to go to Los Angeles and play. He'd rather see the Patriots play the Chiefs at Arrowhead than visit the Chargers in L.A.
And so did Brinson. Brinson said the same thing.
Yep.
It seems to be the consensus that you don't want to play San Diego.
Is this finally the year the Chargers break through after all those chokes over the last 15 or 20 years? Is this it?
No.
Do we believe in this team yet?
Our first year here was the big choke.
That was the Schottenheimer 14-2, and he got fired after the first. Like, they lost in the first round.
They lost to the Patriots, I believe. Troy Brown forced a fumble after an interception.
But they shouldn't have fired Schottenheimer, by the way. I mean, that was ridiculous. I mean, they had one of those, like, an unbelievable season, and Philip Rivers was playing out of his mind, the offense, and then they lose the first round, and they just fire Schottenheimer. I still think that was one of the more ridiculous firings. But what are you going to do? They've had so much success since he was gone. But if you, one person who gave his expert analysis of the Chargers-Chiefs game yesterday afternoon was Stephen A. Booty Lovin' Smith.
Always ass.
That's right.
This was odd.
Because you'd
write something down. No, I don't before the show. But then again, I am not supposed to be an expert on anything. But this is odd because...
Well, just
literally everything he said was wrong.
So yesterday, if you didn't see it on Pardon the Cold Pizza, Stephen A. was on a split screen with Max Kellerman, and Teddy Bruschi was in the middle. Now, just a few things you just want to throw out there. Number one, Spencer Ware was announced out of yesterday's game with an injury. Number two, the Chargers are obviously not in San Diego anymore. Number three, Hunter Henry hasn't played all season. And number four, Derek Johnson isn't on the Chiefs. So if you ever wanted to know what...
So San Diego, you give him a pass.
I even give him the Spencer Ware one because I think that was announced like the day before.
Fine.
Like the injury. Like, that's fine. But I mean, just listen to this clip. And if you ever wanted to know what a Vince Wilfork-sized brain fart sounds like, this is it.
I'm going to go against that. I will tell you, I'll stick with the Kansas City Chiefs. Obviously, losing Kareem Hunt, I think is going to be somewhat devastating for them because you got to make an adjustment. I'm going to have some faith in Spencer Ware and thinking that, you know, he can do some things. I'm keeping my eyes on this matchup right here.
Spencer Ware is out.
Oh, yes, I forgot. I'm sorry, Max.
Yeah.
Absolutely, he is out. But I'm thinking Tyreek Hill. I'm thinking Patrick Mahomes. I'm also looking at the San Diego Chargers on offense, and I'm thinking about Hunter Henry and the way that he's played this year and as effective as he's been. He's going up against Derek Johnson, and I got to keep my eyes on that because I'm looking at it from the standpoint. Listen, here's where I'm at with all of
okay,
this.
Okay, listen, I get stuff wrong all the time. I know what it's like to have your brain explode as your head shuts down and your mouth keeps moving, but four mistakes in 30 seconds is admirable. Well,
and also the stuff that he said.
Yeah, I know.
That, like, was right.
Hunter Henry's been great all year long. You're like,
no, but the stuff that he said, it was right. I'm thinking Tyreek Hill and Patrick Mahomes.
He's just naming names.
Like, really? Really? Is that what you're thinking?
Even better, Bruschi's WTF face was just life.
He held it together, though. It didn't say anything.
It was almost as if, like, someone hijacked his earpiece and cranked Midget with a Dog instead. Just utter confusion as to what was going on around him. I mean, so to Stephen A.
Stay off the weed.
It actually makes me want to watch. Yes, thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, thank you, Stephen A. It makes me want to watch that show today to find out how he addresses this.
He's not going
to
address it.
Yeah, sure he will. Without a doubt, he has to. And you know what, Stephen A. actually, I have a feeling, I haven't checked his Twitter, but he must have said something fairly self-deprecating. I know that Kyle Van Noy tweeted one of those clips, that clip of him, and he said, imagine if a player made four mistakes in a game like he just did, what he would say about that player. I mean, that
Kyle
was...
Kyle Van Noy, very self-confident. He's never made four mistakes in a game?
No, he's just a ball buster. No. He said, imagine if a player made four mistakes in a game like he just did, what would he say about that player? Mm. I don't mind him being a ball buster. He likes to do that a lot. Especially when he busts the balls of people at this station. I'm kind of enjoying that.
Yeah.
You know, it helps out the station.
He wants to beat up Felger.
No, Maz.
Oh, Mazarov.
Yeah, Maz. He wants to beat up Maz. Mm. Which, once again, that helps out the station. Makes you want to, hey, what's Maz going to say?
Nothing on Twitter. Hang on.
What is this? Yeah. Should we take it?
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, line two. Do you not have a screen?
No, I don't have a screen. I don't have a computer.
Oh, okay.
Does me fine because I won't have a computer in a week either.
This says that it's John Gemelli, Mark's brother.
Oh. Okay, but on the phone it says Tammy Snell. Wait, this Nick doesn't good. Have a brother. Okay.
Mark. Which?
Okay, hello?
Hello, this is John Gemelli.
Hello, Faith.
Hey there, Johnny. Oh, I miss you. Give my brother the recliner. He's just going to eat his meatballs. Unbelievable.
All the meatballs, I tell you. Why don't you come over?
You got to make them with love.
Now you come over and you eat, you look at the blue light across the street. It goes blow, blow, blow.
Let me tell you, Nicky used to make the best meatballs as a kid.
Nah, Nicky's stupid. We allow him, though. We love him. He's got a heart of gold, a brain of a goldfish.
You guys are the best, man.
Oh, listen. Hey, look, there's a Sears Robux.
Oh, no way.
Look at it.
Kelly's roast beef.
Kelly's, oh.
Calhoun's.
Stephen A. Smith actually quoted to stay off the weed on Twitter.
Oh, he did? Yeah. Oh, very nice.
Yeah. He said he was thinking of Virgil Green, but he mentioned Hunter because he was multitasking. That's what happens when you're doing 1,000 things. But I don't blame you if you told me to stay off the weed.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I like Stephen A. Smith. I mean, we've had him in studio. We told him he was voted the worst sportscaster in America from our listeners. And he
did not care.
He thought it was funny.
All right. We will be back, Rich. What will we talk about?
All right. Well, let's get to some Patriots news. There are several players very important to the Steelers. There's a big question mark. We will let you know what the latest is on guys like James Conner.
All right. Here are the headlines. .985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I'm superior to Wallach because I can talk with my Invisalign in.
Yep, I have to take it out when we do the show.
Well, you know, some of us are talented and some of us aren't. Be listening at 6:50 this morning for your chance to score a $100 Season 52 gift card and a one-hour massage from Elements Massage. Pick up your gift cards in store or at elementsmassage.com. The gift that's always in style.
By the way, something I had completely forgotten about, but I just got a tweet. We got a tweet from Ryan Johnson. He said, "Hey, Rich, tell Fred it is possible to knock up a woman who's already pregnant. You just have to be a manly man like Marshall Hook."
Oh, that's right.
Remember that Marshall Hook had his wife got pregnant while she was pregnant.
Google that. I don't think that's
true.
Possible.
I did, because after that, I checked, and Marshall's told us that story.
I don't
before
care
on the
if
air.
Marshall's told the story. I don't think that's possible.
It is possible. I Googled it, and it is. It's a rare thing. It's very rare. But
first of all, why are you having sex with a woman that's pregnant?
No, that's a question that is fair to ask.
I mean, that's disgusting.
It's very fair.
I mean, there's a good 6 months where you should be avoiding that at all costs. It's not attractive.
I could see if maybe in the, you know, beginning stages, like,
well, yeah,
like, you know, that maybe that.
Yeah, but, yeah, when you don't know.
Right, when you don't know. But and I actually, how far apart were the two kids that Marshall had? Like, I mean, how many months pregnant was she when she got pregnant again?
I don't know.
I completely forgot about that. But yeah, Marshall has told us that before, and I'm like, what?
I do know he had two, one and a third, and they had twins. So is that the time? I don't know.
No.
Usually twins is an in vitro situation.
No.
Which I don't think he did.
No, this was that was the story, is that she was already carrying a baby, and she got pregnant again.
I know Marshall's listening to the program. I mean, I've heard from him this morning. I know Marshall's listening to the program.
Oh, well, have him call in, because that's fascinating. Because when Johnson texted me that, I was like, oh, my God, that's right. I think he's told that story before on our show.
Because you're not supposed to use contraception when they're pregnant. That's the whole point. Now, what does it say on the Google machine?
Okay, on the Google machine, I'll see if I can find it again. But it did say that it has a name. It's a rare condition.
I mean, it's got to be like 2 million to 1. Because the whole thing is your eggs don't drop. How is that possible?
I don't know. Can you?
You don't get your period when you're pregnant, I don't believe. Your body's not flushing itself out. The eggs are fertilized. Right.
In extremely rare cases, a woman can get pregnant while already pregnant. Normally, a pregnant woman's ovaries temporarily stop releasing eggs, but in a rare phenomenon called superfetation, another egg is released, gets fertilized with sperm, and attaches to the wall of the uterus, resulting in two babies. Yes, you can get, like, there's like health.com. Yes, you can get pregnant while already pregnant. Babycenter.com. I mean, these are, you know, self.com. OMG facts. That's a fact that made me say OMG. Yeah. That would qualify to be on the website.
Well, I would have to imagine it would.
There's Marshall, line one.
All right, let's go. Well, Bert, I'm aware that's Marshall. Put it on hold,
bud.
Marshall Hook, is it true that you got your wife pregnant while she was pregnant?
That is true, yes.
Okay, so how many months pregnant was she, and how far apart were the two babies when delivered?
Well, they were delivered only a minute apart. They were conceived about 5 weeks apart. We went in the first time for the ultrasound, and there was only one baby in there.
And then she actually went back without me because by this point I wasn't going to all the appointments anymore. And they're like, oh, hey, look, there's another one in there. And if you look at that ultrasound, they were discernibly different sizes. And they stayed that way and, in fact, remain that way, that they are two different sizes. But not months, only weeks. It's called superfetation. You can look that up on your Google machine. Fairly common in cats. Not so much in humans.
So is the second one smaller?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And in fact, when born, the first one, young Oliver, was close to 8 pounds, and the second one, young Theodore, was about 4 pounds.
Wow. Because
less than a bag of sugar.
Yeah, it's like 5 weeks early. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh man.
So one was treated as a preemie, and the other one not.
Okay, well, fascinating. I'm sure you were very happy with that.
And not twins, right? Like, I mean, they don't look alike?
Well, I mean, they look like brothers.
Okay.
But by definition, they are twins. They shared a womb, but they were most definitively separate conceptions. I'm sorry, Fred, that offends you, but, you know. You think that.
It doesn't offend me. How far along was your wife? 5 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was early on.
Yeah, well, that's not weird.
That's fine.
In fact, I said then, Marshall, if you listened with any closeness, you would have heard that I said that how far along, because I said after 3 months, it becomes disgusting.
Well, I mean, listen, Fred, I've heard you talk. Some people may think you think it's disgusting at any point, so.
All right, Marshall. You hung up on him, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That is really weird, man. So everyone listening right now thinking that you're on the easy street.
You know what, Marshall? Go and have sex with women that are 7 months pregnant. It's just a huge turn on. With the huge belly and the lactations and everything else. It's great. I mean, I don't mean to be so controversial on the subject. I'd prefer not to have sex with a woman that was 7 months pregnant. I mean, cast stones.
Apparently,
call the police.
Is it true that when women are pregnant, they're raging? They want to do it all the time. That's like apparently. Is that real? Is that not a falsehood that's been thrown out there?
There was one time, fairly recently, where there could have been a chance that I impregnated my wife. It's like Haley's Comet, and oh, was she pissed. Did not like that at all. My wife wants nothing to do with another.
Was it yelling and screaming at you, Fred?
No, not yelling and screaming, but forget it.
Have you thought about cutting it off at the pass, like going medically?
No, because like I've said before, my seed is the prize. If I get when I eventually end up with a younger woman, I mean, she's going to want my genetics. Mm. To make a perfect child.
Mm-hmm. His hip game is strong.
It was just for one time it wasn't. I don't know what happened.
You were off your hip game.
It was Haley's Comet.
It was the Miami Miracle of hip game.
Was that
a complete failure on all fronts.
Was that the night you did it with the CPAP machine on? No.
No, that was a different night?
Yeah, it was a day, not a night. And I might have been looking at pornography for a long time.
Was that the scheduled bone zone that one time?
There was never a one-time scheduled bone zone. That's always scheduled.
Ah.
Yeah, there's no impromptu bone zone. Very rarely. I don't care for that.
You need to have it scheduled?
You need to just be like hijacked out of nowhere.
Something to look forward to or something to get yourself prepared for, as
no,
it were?
I need forewarning.
I understand.
I need to be told that it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's important. It's like running a marathon without training. You know? It's like,
I understand.
Hang on.
Sure.
There needs to be some prep.
Yep. Yep. I need to watch like just the 10 of us.
Schedule porn watching to kind of ramp up the libido, you know?
No, I just pop on just the 10 of us, and then I'm on my way. All right, we will be back, and what will we talk about?
Right? All right, we'll have more news about what's going on with these injuries with the Steelers. Very important players who may or may not be on the field this Sunday.
All right, we will have that for you in just a moment.
The games are only half of it. Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What did they say? Funky
me boy, you don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso.
Office rocker, he's office rocker. Please, Mr. Officer, I only had some vodka.
98.5 Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Car number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group. Contest line 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 Seasons 252 gift card and a one-hour massage from Elements Massage. Pick up your gift cards in-store or at elementsmassage.com. The gift that's always in style.
Well, the Chiefs going down definitely brings new gravitas to that horrible Miami quote-unquote miracle that happened against the Patriots the other night. One thing that is interesting is that the opposite of what you heard on our broadcast, where Zolak and Soucy, probably very rightly so, thought the game was over, and they were even laughing that Rob Gronkowski was in the game, you know, calling him Buzz Lightyear, he's waving to the crowds. When you listen to the Miami broadcast of it, I had not heard...
Jimmy Cephalo must have lost his mind.
I had not heard the lead-up to the actual play. Greasy. He ends up saying, listen to what he says about Rob Gronkowski out on the field before the play even happens.
New England's got Gronkowski down here.
Yeah, Gronkowski's standing at about the 15-yard line.
He couldn't tackle anybody.
I don't know why he's back there.
I know why. They throw it up in the air. He knocked
it
down.
That's exactly why. Tannehill, last shot, back to throw. They throw it down. They try to pitch it, and they do. To Parker. Parker pitches it. And it's Greg! 30, 20! Gronkowski's got a tackle!
Oh, No way!
It's unbelievable!
Are you kidding me? That is unbelievable!
I don't believe what I just saw!
There are no flags.
No flags.
And the game is over. 69 yards. They've got to review it. The question is, would he have been able to tiptoe that sideline? I think he did.
Oh, my gosh.
I just love it that they were like the only ones going, why the hell is Rob Gronkowski out there?
Well, Greasy has fallen mightily, huh? Now he's doing play-by-play on the radio for the Dolphins. I mean, he was a big ABC guy.
Yeah, he was.
Mm-hmm.
So good for
Dan. Dan Fouts will join him soon.
I wouldn't hire Dan Fouts to do a high school game.
So Rob Gronkowski, despite being on the butt end of that awful play, seems fairly excited for Sunday.
I feel like they'll throw a lot of things. I mean, I've seen a lot from them before. A lot of coverages, a lot of split safety, post safety, man, zone. They switch it up a lot too, and so I've had a couple guys before, a linebacker cover me one time, a safety or a corner. So tell you the truth, they actually mix it up a lot, and you got to be prepared for it all, whatever coverage, whatever guy it is.
You can audibly hear him fidgeting, just like knocking up against the podium. Sounds like he's got a bongo player behind him.
And that's why he lost all that weight.
Could be.
He's been fidgeting around.
Well, Stephen Ridley's dream of exacting revenge on the dreaded Patriots might end up coming true, because James Conner still remaining out of practice for the Steelers yesterday.
He's going to play.
He's going to play,
and that means Ridley will be third string.
Conner's playing.
However, he did not practice yesterday. Neither did Marcus Gilbert, who's a fairly important piece, O-lineman. So
he's playing.
Who? Marcus Gilbert?
Yeah.
They're both going to play.
Yep.
I don't know about Gilbert. You have a piece of information I don't have, but Conner is expected to play. They held him out.
So who has said he's expected to play?
I've just been reading. Pittsburgh Tribune Review. I mean,
they've said he's expected to play?
Yeah. Throughout the week, the theory is, you know, he only has so many bullets in the gun thanks to the injury.
They're not going to practice him.
But he will more than likely play on Sunday.
He's playing on Sunday. Yep.
Oh, it'll be interesting to find out how effective it'll be. Probably very. It's going to be probably fairly scary.
Getting gassed by Brandon Bolden. I'm thinking James Conner's just a little bit better than that.
Yeah. That is going to be an interesting game. So another bit of good news. It looks like Patrice Bergeron, Zdeno Chara, and Kevin Miller all skated at Warrior Ice Arena yesterday, a sign that they are getting closer to return sometime in the near future. And as we mentioned before, Chara and Bergeron not expected back for another few weeks. And Miller's timetable is kind of longer. I mean, they said originally when he got hit in the throat that it was going to be 5 weeks. So what do we got? Three more for them to reevaluate him? But at least he's on the ice. So maybe that is a sign that his timetable might be being moved up just a little bit.
Yeah, hopefully. You saw McAvoy, though, skating around for a couple weeks. Rock and Roll Mike!
Let's go!
Rock and Roll Mike, it's been so long.
Yeah, it's been way long, man. What are you guys doing?
We've been here.
Oh, what the freak is going on around there?
Did you hear Kiss is coming in concert, Rock and Roll Mike?
Yeah, do you get the Kiss Cruise going on?
No. It's not the Kiss Cruise. They are coming to Boston to play at the TD Garden.
Oh, yeah. I figured that. They're coming to TD Garden. What's the date? I forgot about that.
It's coming in March. Do you want to go with us?
Yeah, I want to go.
You want to go with Fred?
I want to go with Fred. Come on. Fred, Rich. I'm John Jennings going on. With
yep, we're going with
Where's
Fred.
Where's Adam Jones? Come on.
I'll take you, Rock and Roll Mike.
Yeah, I want to go. March. Right on. TD Garden. Yeah.
All right, what song
Make
do
you...
If I still live in Boston, what song do you want to hear?
What song do you want to buy? Kiss?
Yeah.
What song? The greatest song ever. Come on, you know. I want to rock and roll all night and party every day.
They don't play that song.
Come on. We're going to play that. Hey, on the eighth day, God created rock and roll. I haven't created that. Rock and roll on the eighth day.
All right,
God created rock and roll.
Now, obviously, everyone wants to hear I Want to Rock and Roll All Night. Now, is there a deeper cut that you would like to hear?
Yeah. At the firehouse. Set my soul on fire.
At the firehouse. Come on.
Hey, I got a Christmas song I wrote.
All right, let's hear Christmas song.
I wrote a new Christmas song for everybody. Friday, everybody. Yeah, we're going to rock it out. Yeah. Jingle balls, jingle hot balls. Jingle all the way down an alleyway. It's so cool to hang down the alleyway on Christmas Day in a dumpster. And a dumpster, oh yeah. What if I say a come, oh yeah. Got cookies and vodka. That's all I say. Love you all. Philly Pop. Boston Strong Man's Oxford. I love you all. Talk to me with 95 Rules.
Okay, all right. So that was that was Jingle Balls Christmas in a Dumpster?
Yeah, jingle hot balls.
and he said vodka and cookies.
But then you said like Christmas. What was that about? A dumpster?
We're hanging down. You want me to do it again?
All right, Rock and Roll Mike, be in touch. I will take you to the Kiss concert.
You rock and roll.
I want to be with you at the Kiss concert.
It is great how you just step away from the vehicle.
I want to be with him at the Kiss concert.
There's no way I am getting into an enclosed building with him.
It's an arena.
No way.
Probably get freaked out staying in an enclosed building, Mike.
I'll pick him up. I'll drive myself. All right. We will be right back. Rich has some audio for us. No commercials. Here's just the headlines.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. You still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's HUB. Member FDIC.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.